Welcome to Community Voices. My name is Beatrice Bonner. It is the month of February, which means it is also Black History Month. We hear about so many historical African American figures, but someone new was brought to my attention. Father Darren Zinley, a priest of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, and pastor of St. Augustine Church in Ashland, came by to tell us the history of Father Augustus Tolton, the first African American priest in the United States of America.
He was born as a slave in Brush Creek, Missouri, and when he was about 8 years old, his mom escaped from slavery with two of his siblings, a brother and a sister, in the dead of night. They ran away 20 miles away to Hannibal, where they were confronted by some Confederate soldiers at the time. At the time, as I understand, Hannibal was both, part of it was Confederate and part of it was Union, or it switched back and forth. It's always been a little hazy in my mind. But the Confederate soldiers, of course, wanted to take them back to the plantation. But there were also Union soldiers there who said, nope, this is Union control, we'll take it from here. And they put Martha, his mother, and the children in a small rowboat and sent her across the Mississippi in the dead of night. They make their way to Quincy, where she settled down. And then Gus, just the boy, began studying at St. Peter's School. And he was there for about a month or so, but a number of the white families became rather angry that there was a black student with their own children. And they threatened the pastor with all kinds of things. We're not going to give you money, da-da-da. So the pastor regrettably asked the family to step away from the school.
Father Darren Zinley talked about this tragic moment in Father Gus's life, but he caught the attention of one of his biggest supporters.
The priest of St. Peter's, Father McGurr, found out that Father Gus wasn't going to a Catholic school. So he said, no, you'll come to my school. And he said, but people are going to be upset. And Father McGurr said, you come to my school, I'll make sure you have no trouble.
This put Father Gus on track to fulfill what I like to call his destiny.
As he grew up, trying to figure out, what's he going to do with his life, Father McGurr suggested to him, have you ever thought about being a priest? And Father Gus just said, well, there aren't any black priests. And Father McGurr said, well, not in the United States, no, but there are black priests in the country, in the world, rather. So they started applying to seminaries and religious orders, and time again, they were told, we're not ready for a Negro student. And finally, Father McGurr said, well, we're going to fix this. When they contacted some folks in Rome and had him accepted into the College of the Propaganda Fide, the Propagation of the Faith, the church's missionary college, if you will. He was finally accepted there, studied there, and thought all along he'd be sent as a missionary to Africa. But the night before he was ordained a priest, Cardinal Simeone said to him something to the effect of, you were going to go to Africa, but now you're going to the United States. Gus was, of course, a bit surprised. Cardinal Simeone said, America has been called the most enlightened nation on earth. We'll see if it deserves that honor. He said, if the U.S. has not yet seen a black priest, it must see one now. And he came back to Quincy. He served in Quincy for several years and then went to Chicago, served for a few more years, and then died of heat stroke at the age of 43.
Father Gus's story not only is inspiring, but he still is making history, even though he is no longer alive.
His cause for canonization as a saint in the Catholic Church is underway. And it's progressing really well. And so we're very excited about that, to see that one from our own area who lived not that long ago, he died in 1897, is up to be a saint. To be able to go back to Quincy, to my hometown, to walk the same streets, the same sidewalks that he would have walked, to see some of the same things that he would have seen is very exciting and also very humbling.
The steps to becoming a saint are long, but Father Gus's journey is moving pretty fast.
Right now we've been going on for about 8.5 years or so. So his case is moving by these standards very quickly.
Father Darren Zinley leaves us with some encouraging words from Father Gus.
What I think Father Gus can teach us is the proper response to hatred, to prejudice, to racism, to anything else by which people disagree with us. He shows us the way forward is not through becoming more vocal, not becoming more hateful or spiteful or bitter. But the way forward is the way through love, the way through peace, the way through reconciliation. That, I think, is what his life teaches us today.
If you would like to learn more on Father Augustus Tolton's history and his process for canonization, please visit www.toltoncanonization.org or just Google Father Augustus Tolton. My name is Beatrice Bonner, and this has been Community Voices.